With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
We were originally on a 7 o'clock flight, and then they changed it to 1 o'clock, and then they canceled the 1 o'clock, and so now we're back on the 7 o'clock.
And that's what can happen when a hurricane roars ashore. That passenger at the Tampa airport talking with WFTS-TV. Hurricane Debbie, now a tropical storm, upended a lot of people's travel plans, flooded roads and basements, knocked out power across northern Florida before heading toward the coast in Georgia and South Carolina, where it's now dumping flooding rains as it slowly moves north along the coast. There's been no claim of responsibility for a rocket attack on a military base in Iraq, injured several Americans along with some civilians. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden-Harris team is said to have released into the U.S. close to 100 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list.
The report by Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee reads, quote, under the Biden-Harris administration, of the more than 250 illegal aliens on the terrorist watch list who were encountered by Border Patrol at the southwest border between fiscal year 2021 and 2023, Department of Homeland Security has released into the American communities at least 99, with at least 34 others in DHS custody, but not yet removed from the United States. The report reveals that the Biden-Harris administration released into the United States at least three illegal aliens with potential ISIS ties after the aliens used the administration's CBP-1 app to arrive at a port of entry and be processed into the country. The report can be found at judiciary.house.gov. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Looks like Wall Street may be set to recover at least some of what it gave up in yesterday's massive sell-off triggered by recession fears. Stock futures are higher this morning, and overseas markets, which also took a hit, are making a comeback. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index soared more than 10%. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 310 points. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans don't like the First Amendment.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms, and the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There has been a nationwide expansion of maternity homes in the U.S. in 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Christian pro-life advocates want to open more of these transitional housing facilities for pregnant women to meet a growing need. It's part of what they see as the next step in preventing abortions and providing long-term support for families. There are now more than 450 maternity homes in the U.S., most of them faith-based. This is SRN News. After challenging Venezuelan President Maduro's claim of a re-election victory, two opposition leaders being targeted by the regime.
Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, and its leader, Maria Corina Machado, over their call on the armed forces to abandon their support for President Nicolas Maduro and to stop repressing demonstrators. Attorney General Tarek William Saab's statement tied the investigation directly to a written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier about Maduro and the demonstrators who have come out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. Authorities have declared Maduro the victor in last Sunday's election, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. I'm Norman Hall.
Olympic athletes being kept out of Paris's Seine River for now amid ongoing concerns about water quality in the famed river. More details, SRNNews.com.